Hi guys, and welcome to Road to Forex, where we discuss everything in relation to the foreign exchange. Of course, I am your host Alex. Without further ado, let's get stuck into today's episode. Hey guys, today I am going to give you 10 of my top tips on how to turn your trading from a gambling approach in the markets to a strategic and market beating mentality, where you're going to get those consistent profits that we always talk about. Now, the bad news is that for most of you, you are going to be taking that gambling approach. If I explain gambling, what does it really consist of? For the average person, maybe some small wins, maybe even some big wins in there, a lot of losses, a lot of big wins, and even some addiction to that feeling. Now, look at how your trading is going. Maybe you're winning a bit more than you're losing, but you're definitely losing more in terms of a dollar amount than you are winning. And a lot of you are addicted to the great feeling that comes along with trading. Tell me what the difference is between those two types of people, because that sounds really similar to me. Now, don't get confused though, because a lot of people, when they come into the market, say, oh, well, Forex is like gambling. It's not. Both involve risk and uncertainty, but the approach, mindset, and purpose behind them differ dramatically. As a trader, you may unknowingly, as I've just mentioned there, find yourself slipping into gambling behaviors. But by the time we finish this episode, you're going to be thinking, these things are two worlds apart. Yes, I was in this camp, but now I'm over here. I get the difference. And honestly, the mind shift here is just incredible. So let's get into it now. Number one, I want to tell you a quick story first. I was a professional gambler before I came to this. You might be saying, Alex, you're just telling me that Forex is supposed to be so different, or crypto, or futures, whatever it is, and you're a professional gambler. I would say that. Did I make a lot of money? No. But did I actually make money in the market? Yeah, I took advantage of specials. I took advantage of price discrepancies. I would do arbitrage trading when I wasn't banned from whatever betting account there was, until they found out that I was basically cheating the system. There are loads of ways to cheat in gambling that is perfectly legal. It's just that a lot of, their brokers, their betting websites just really don't like it. They don't like you to win. And one of my friends, realistically, who was a gambler, came into this world and was just like, Alex, you've got to try this. This is so much better than any of that stuff there. And yeah, I came in, and guess what? For those first 3 years, I was a gambler. As I said, I was addicted to it. I just won that much money just by doing this. That's absolutely crazy. I didn't have to research all these teams or go into multiple sites or do all these other things. I could just have a strategy there and stick to it, and it's amazing. I was addicted to it. I absolutely was. And that's why my revenge trading was so rife. That's why I got FOMO and all these other things that are so similar in so many gamblers throughout society. And it was only when I met an actual trader that I went, oh, the difference here is huge. So what I really want to say is you definitely can gamble when it comes to trading. But if you actually want to take this seriously, you could not be further apart. Because what is trading at its core? Well, trading is the art, is the science of buying and selling financial instruments, such as stocks or Forex or cryptocurrencies, to make a profit. However, trading is not simply about calculating risk. It involves a ton of research and analysis, and you can get as deep into your research and analysis as you want. You cannot do that within a betting world. I'm sure if you were one of the massive major companies that has a ton of money to do all this research, yeah, maybe, but the average trader can't. You know, traders use technical analysis, fundamental analysis, a combination of both, and of course, multiple tools within the market to actually conduct that research. With TradingView, the average person can easily access this stuff. It's more about, how do I access this information in the right way? Whereas betting is very much you need to be in the know about certain things in order to make large profits. And even then, a lot of luck is required. But when you research and you get a win rate and you get, good risk management down, you can be sitting there and going, this is really good. Whereas that doesn't really exist in a betting environment, at least not for most people. Because that moves me into risk management. As a successful trader, you understand that not every trade will be profitable and you manage your risk carefully. Whereas again, in betting environments, that doesn't really happen. Yes, you can have a 1-3 or a 1-4 risk to reward ratio in betting, which means it's far less likely, but you can have a 1-4 risk to reward ratio within the world of trading and still have a fairly good win ratio. Because you've backtested it, you've done the analysis, you've done the information, you've got your right risk management, etc. And then, of course, there's a discipline to an actual strategy. You know, those things that we use in the markets to tell us, hey, this is going to work. A structured approach, including clear entry and exit strategies and adherence to a risk to reward ratio. Tell me the last time you've been halfway through a game and yes, there's a pull out at halfway or you can buy out here or whatever it is in your betting markets if they allow you to do that. But there's no strategy to it. It's nothing there. You could be 2-0 down at half time and be 3-1 up at the end. Whereas, again, through risk management, through your discipline of your strategy, through your backtesting, you know that if a trade starts to turn and exhibits X, Y, and Z that you've seen happen a million times, well, guess what? You know to hop out because the market is heavily pattern reliant, unlike sports. And then, of course, you've got a long-term focus. While day traders operate in shorter time frames, all traders must think beyond immediate wins or losses to grow their capital steadily over time. Whereas, and what we've talked about here, gambling. What is it? It's the act of betting on an uncertain outcome, which is trading, but without the control over probabilities. Now, a lot of your outcome can depend on luck. While some games like poker involve skill, most forms of gambling depend largely on chance. There are no strategy or edge. Gamblers rarely have a measurable advantage or edge over the house or other participants. Unless, of course, again, you're in the know. There is no risk management, especially, well, to an extent. As a gambler, you often stake amounts that you cannot afford to lose, chasing bigger wins without a plan for losses. Does that not sound like a beginner trader? And of course, emotionally driven, beginner trader again. Gambling thrives on excitement and emotions leading to impulse decisions. So you can gamble in the markets, you can be a gambler, but the difference is huge. Unlike trading, gambling prioritizes immediate gratification over long-term results. And if you are a good trader, you're always going to be looking at the long-term, right? So how do you know if you're trading or you're gambling? Well, the line between them can be blurry. As I said, especially for beginners. But here are some questions to help you determine which side you are on. Do you have a trading plan? A trader works within a structured strategy, while gamblers trade impulsively. So if you're sticking to that structure, that strategy that you have, great, you're a trader. If you're bending the rules, if you're not sticking to them, then guess what? You are a gambler. You're gambling. That's what you're doing. You're not sticking to a structured strategy. You are gambling because you don't have a trading plan. You've got no rules that are in there. You're just doing whatever you want. Might as well just go to the casino, put everything on black, right? Go for it. And then, of course, do you know your edge? Traders, they focus on finding statistical or strategic advantages. Maybe it's that you've got these confluences. Maybe you know what your win rate is that gives you that edge. Maybe it's your risk to reward, whatever it is. You're focusing on that edge in the market. Now, gamblers take risks without measurable odds. You can say, well, if you bet on this, it's a 1-3. Oh, okay, I'm putting it on black. It's just beneath 50% or whatever it is, right? Whereas when you're actually trading, you can go, I'm going to win 60% of the time over a year if I just keep on doing these things. It could theoretically not work, but statistically speaking, it's worked for the last 3 years. Can you say that? And can you actually backtest going to a roulette table or going and betting on, I don't know, the Lakers to win every game? What's their win rate going to be like? And what are their odds? It's probably pretty crap. So is it even worth it? You're not focusing on your edge. Do you manage risk? Traders risk only a small percentage of their account per trade, while gamblers can go all in, go crazy. I know people just go, oh, I just put $15 in for the weekend. So you bet your entire purse. Yeah, but it's only $15. You're still betting 100% of it, right? Yeah. Whereas a trader probably wouldn't do that. Even if it was $15. Now, you're not going to have a choice. You have to at least bet a dollar, right? To do anything in the market. But you might as well just go in and risk that 1%. That mindset never swaps over, right? That's a gambling mindset. If you're just going, oh, well, I'll just risk this because I feel really good about it. Or you don't care, you're gambling. And of course, do you review and refine your performances? Traders keep journals and analyze their trades. That's what they do. They look at their trades and go, how can I be better? What are the similarities? What are the differences? What do I need to refine? While gamblers rarely evaluate their decisions. And how can you backtest a horse race? How can you backtest blackjack? How can you backtest these things? Yes, of course, there are statistical ways to play some of these games, like blackjack. But again, many people do not have the emotional capacity to actually sit there and play the odds as they should be played out. That's a bit crazy, isn't it? Sounds like a beginner trader to me. Now, most people gamble because of a lot of things. Lack of education, emotional trading, chasing these big wins, over-leveraging, and no clear strategy. All of these things here lead to this gambling mentality. So this is where we really get into how to avoid gambling within trading. Because transitioning from that gambling mindset to a disciplined mindset requires intentional effort and self-awareness. Number one, you must create a trading plan. And this means you outline your goals, what your strategy is, your risk tolerance, rules for entering and exiting trades. That is what you need to do. Once you create this plan, you need to stick to it, never deviating from that plan. A lot of people, when they hop into the markets, they can get, just really dazzled by different things that are happening in the markets, whether it's market structure, a new indicator, whatever it is, a new player in the game, whatever it is. People will jump from strategy to strategy, the next thing to the next thing, and go, yeah, you must have the discipline to stick to it. Then, of course, you need to learn your risk management. Again, that comes into your trading plan, but you really need to be making sure that you've got your own risk management plan, which is different from your trading plan. If you're going, okay, my risk tolerance is I'm only comfortable ever losing $200 or $300. Well, your risk management goes, okay, what is that in terms of a percentage? This is it. This is what I have to stick to. You might have A tier and B tier trades as well. One that's more likely. And because you're more likely to win on this one, or you've got a higher win rate, you're fine to risk a little bit more. And then, of course, from here, look at your risk to reward ratio. Not just how much you're risking, but what you're... Fortunately, guys, it's editing Alex here, which you know what this means. If you want to go and listen to the full thing, link to the Patreon is in the description. If you want to change yourself from a gambler to a profitable trader, Patreon is the place to be. Anyway, guys, that's it from me. Have a wonderful day, and I'll speak to you in the next one. Bye.
Hi guys, and welcome to Road to Forex, where we discuss everything in relation to the foreign exchange. Of course, I am your host Alex. Without further ado, let's get stuck into today's episode.